Viewpoint, CRTV.
Slightly over 1,100 state employees have been dismissed from the public service for chronic absenteeism. In today's Viewpoint, Kevin Bunda salutes the operation to clean the state payroll as he argues that the result will be much better if adequate measures are taken to ensure that only those who render effective services are entitled to a salary.
Judging from statistics made public recently by the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform, close to 9,000 state employees had before 2018 been drawing their salaries for no services rendered. However small the salary of each of them might have been, it is clear that all the ghost workers had deprived the state of huge sums of money. While some of them are reported to have left for greener pastures abroad, others are said to have abandoned their public service jobs for better offers in the private sector. One of those who are said to have died, yet their families continued to draw their salaries. Intriguingly, as the state suffers the consequences of such dubious practices, the unscrupulous individuals are generally the first to decry the ills plaguing the country. As the list of the sacked state employees were made public, some people were heard saying that while it is a good thing to flush ghost workers out of the system, it is even better to ensure that everyone on the payroll is effectively performing the duties for which they are paid. Time and again, complaints have been made about state employees who put in 8 hours at work, not 8 hours of work. And the flimsy excuse some give is that government work, no they ever finish, or is it my father's plantation? True, the public service will always be there, and it is no one's father's plantation. But then, why should someone expect to harvest where they didn't sow? If chronic absenteeism is today a major problem in Cameroon's public administration, it's definitely because some bosses are accomplices. Stories are told of bosses who cover their collaborators in exchange for kickbacks. What a shame to put self-interest above the general good. Thank God, the new software that is to be introduced from January 2025 is set to have modules that will effectively check absenteeism and other malpractices in the public administration. It is true that in a world that is now a global village, people can't be restricted from living. But when state employees leave, let them leave the public administration for good and not continue to milk it dry.
Kelvin Bunda, editorialist, station manager, CRTV Adamawa. CRTV's afternoon edition in a moment.